USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday in the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party, united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Irv Cross, a key member of the NFL Today and CBS Sports for more than two decades, following a career as a player and coach in the NFL, died Sunday near his home in Roseville, Minnesota. Previously diagnosed with dementia, he was 81 years of age. President Trump, speaking at CPAC in Orlando, Florida Sunday, gave some love to Rush Limbaugh.
The wife of talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh joined the former president for his speech in Orlando.
I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh, who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it, and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that.
Limbaugh's family said Friday that he was buried in a private ceremony in St. Louis. Rush passed February 17th from lung cancer at the age of 75. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden was in Texas Friday. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
At least 4.3 million Texans lost electricity at one point last week during the winter storm. Millions more lost water or were under a boil advisory. NASCAR's winner Sunday, William Byron, talks about winning after a tough start this NASCAR season.
Which was going to be good. We had some issues, so it was a tough start to the season, but we didn't think about that going into this week. We just thought about executing a good race, and, it's always nice when the speed's there, but I feel like, we put in the effort to make sure it was, and, it was kind of a flawless weekend, really.
NASCAR continues this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.